From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sam Rowdens is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Jeffrey S. Baker has submitted his letter of resignation as assistant city attorney to Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson, city officials confirmed on October 18th. The resignation was made effective sometime in early November, according to Johnson's office. Baker has served in the administration since 2019 when he was appointed assistant corporation attorney for the Common Council and the City Planning Board. Mayor's aide Michael Hoffman said in a statement, and I quote, "We thank him for his service to Hudson and wish him well," end quote. Baker did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The reason for his resignation was unclear. Common Council President Tom DiPietro said he did not know why Baker resigned. Baker, now a sole practitioner, focuses on environmental law and land use policy. He served as counsel to Friends of Hudson during the St. Lawrence cement fight in the early 2000s and advised the City Planning Board and Zoning Board of Appeals from 2006 to 2007. Baker retired from Young Summer LLC in 2019. He has advised the Common Council on various matters, including the city's good cause eviction legislation, reducing the city's speed limit, expanding the use of previously used commercial buildings in the R4 district for eating and drinking establishments, among others. Editors note, Johnson and DiPietro are WGXC volunteer programmers, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Raymond Pignone is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the Athens candidates in the November general election. Two men are vying for the town supervisor position, Democrat Michael N. Perrone and Republican Michael J. Regani. Perrone, 73, is a retired business and financial professional with experience in the private, public, governmental, and nonprofit sectors. He has never served in elective office before. Perrone says the most significant issue facing the town is, and I quote, "the amiable negotiation of a full tax value for the Athens generating facility," end quote. If elected, he would seek to, and I quote, "reasonably negotiate with Athens Gen to establish their tax value," end quote. He said to establish the full tax value of the facility is the proper course of action to solidify the town's revenue base. Perrone believes he would be a good supervisor because he fully understands the importance of a hardworking staff making improvements to town infrastructure, maintaining lines of communication, and improving efficiency. He looks forward to getting Athens Gen on the tax rolls at full value and maintaining the town of Athens offices within the village if elected. Regani was the town's code enforcement officer for 18 years, and he is currently a member of the Athens Town Board. He has been a member of the West Athens Lime Street Fire Company for 50 years, and during that time he served as fire commissioner for 40 years. Regani worked in conjunction with the village board to acquire fire hydrants for the fire district and designed and built the bandstand in the village park. He said if elected, his goal would be, and I quote, "to ensure we have an affordable and safe place to live, enjoy, and work," end quote. Four people are looking to fill two open seats on the town board, Republicans Mary Brandau and Tony Palucci, and Democrats Phyllis Dinklacker and Carrie Gardner. Incumbent Brandau is seeking her third term. Among her accomplishments, the hiring of a new town attorney and a new CPA firm that is working with a new bookkeeper to bring a revitalized sense of financial integrity to the town's books and records, according to Brandau. The board also hired a new town assessor and an assessor's clerk. She is also proud of the current effort to examine the benefits of systemic evaluation as opposed to a full revaluation. If reelected, Brandau would, and I quote, "remain open to any measures that improves communication and increases the economy and efficiency of all departments," end quote. Dinklacker, 62, has lived in Greene County for 28 years. She is employed by Central Office, payroll for the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, and she was an elected member of the Athens Town Board from 2010 to 2013. Dinklacker said she would like to see the town do more with less. And I quote, "I'd like to look into shared services, not only between the town and village, but other towns, counties, and state," end quote. Gardner, 76, has lived in the county for 4 years. She is a retired speech teacher, advertising executive, business manager, and yoga teacher. She said, and I quote, "My sense is that many in the town of Athens feel disenfranchised. There needs to be a real effort to make this town much more responsive and transparent," end quote. If elected, Gardner would help to establish meaningful legislation to improve land use while protecting trees, wetlands, and wildlife. Gardner said there's a lot of room for growth in Athens. Athens is blessed with a bounty of farmland that has been nurtured by families for generations. As a community, we need to balance that resource while getting sustainable measures to deal with future climate issues. Palucci owns a small farm in Athens and is retired from the railroad after 34 years as a welder. He has been a resident of Greene County for most of his life. Palucci is an active member of several boards in Athens and Greene County. He formerly served for 8 years on the Athens Planning Board. Palucci continues to represent the town of Athens as a member of the Greene County Planning Board. He is also an active member of the West Athens Lime Street Fire Company and is a long-term fire commissioner of the West Athens Lime Street Fire District. Read both stories at HudsonValley360.com. John Campbell reports in the Democrat and Chronicle that while it seems like everyone is at least testing the idea of running for governor of New York next year, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is not part of that crowd. Asked October 14th if she has intentions to mount a campaign, she said, and I quote, "I do not, and I'm grateful to serve the state of New York as their senator," end quote. Current Governor Kathy Hochul has said she will try to retain the seat, but since she's never been tested at the top of the ticket, other Democrats such as Attorney General Letitia James and New York City public advocate Jemani Williams have been traveling more and discussing the possibility of running against her. So far, Hochul is winning endorsements, including an October 14th nod from the Democratic chair of Albany County. And there are all sorts of Republicans running campaigns, including Representative Lee Zeldin, Andrew Giuliani, Rob Astorino, Derek Gibson, and Mike Carpinelli. Gillibrand doesn't want to join that crowd. She said, and I quote, "I feel the issue we are debating in Washington are urgent and important, and I feel that I have the best ability to work with those issues and to serve the state in that way," end quote. Read more about this story in the Democrat and Chronicle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.